So we usually conduct an exercise, training and other activity with our partner, strategic partner, Lebanese Armed Forces, since the beginning of the Howard deployment here after the 1701 resolution, means in 2006.
That's UNIFIL's head of mission and force commander, Major General Stefano Del Col, commenting after a five-day live fire exercise between UNIFIL peacekeepers and Lebanese Armed Forces personnel. Under Security Council Resolution 1701, which forms the core of UNIFIL's mandate, the UN mission supports the LAV, which is the main provider of security and stability in South Lebanon. One of the ways it does this is through joint exercises. Training. All details about these training exercises will come to you in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. Joint military exercises are truly egalitarian and epitomize the strong sense of cooperation between UNIFIL and its strategic partner, the Lebanese Armed Forces. There is no teacher and student in such military training. LAV and UNIFIL are absolutely equal partners in this, and each of them can offer something valuable to the other. UNIFIL's head of mission and force commander, Major General Stefano Del Col, describes the aim of this kind of training.
It's only a mutual interest and also to conduct our activity in the better way if we know each other in a positive and more efficient way. So this is another one of the occasions that we use to work with our strategic partner. So we have to improve, we will do. We have to conduct more training and more exercise, and we do. This is the one of the area that is also defined by the 1701 resolution and the other resolution.
Joint exercises are key part of United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701 to support the LAV and strengthen coordination mechanisms. Exercises build skills and understanding that help improve coordination between the two entities and better prepare them to work together in real-life situations. For example, while UNIFIL undertakes many patrols in its area of operation independently, some patrols are done in coordination with LAV. These coordinated patrols allow UNIFIL and LAV to maintain a presence across the whole area of operation, from the Litani River to the Blue Line. They ensure both entities have a good understanding about developments on the ground. UNIFIL and LAV conduct joint exercises to help them prepare for unexpected events that may happen while they are patrolling in the area of operations. Major Timo Somalain from UNIFIL's Finnish contingent explains.
So when we are operating and conducting these trainings with LAF, we get better to incorporating with them. And if these situations ever arose on the streets or in the AO, then we would be able to operate and conduct those situations according to the SOPs that we have used here.
The SOPs, or standard operating procedures, that Major Somalain refers to are important for helping both UNIFIL peacekeepers and LAV soldiers understand how they should respond to an unexpected event. But they are to a large extent theoretical. The joint exercises help participants better understand how to respond and the challenges they will face in practice. Twice a year, UNIFIL's Force Commander Reserve leads an exercise to ensure that peacekeepers and the LAV are prepared to respond in a live fire situation. Major Timo Somalain again.
Well, these kind of exercises are the only real possibility to train with LAF, since most of the cooperation, what we do is the joint patrols, and these are the only, as I said, the only possibilities to train and learn from each other how they operate, how we operate, and how to conduct these kind of situations.
Coordinated activities help build capacities and help the UNIFIL and the Lebanese Armed Forces better work together to maintain security in the south. These activities improve skills and expertise, maintain efficiency and mutual knowledge, train on fire support procedures, establish appropriate coordination mechanisms, and ensure effective liaising at all levels. Major America Sham from UNIFIL's Military Training Unit gives us more details.
UNIFIL and LAF conduct a lot of trainings together. TEDASHED is about protection of civilians, how to protect civilians in terms of situations out of control. Then we also have sectors conducting different exercises with UNIFIL units, like first aid training, joint patrol training and exercises, firing procedures, skills at arm. They also train on COVID-19 disinfections and things like that.
Joint exercises seek to enhance cooperation and interoperability between the LAF and UNIFIL troops. They also promote a common understanding of the implementation of tasks between the two forces to implement Resolution 1701. Major America Sham explains more about why a recent joint training exercise was so important.
It is important to note that training is essential for good operations in future. When you train, you get yourself prepared for operational readiness. During this exercise, we were able to evaluate the operational ability between UNIFIL and LAF units, the way they cooperate together, the way they understand each other, the way they build up their teamwork, because most of the activities and exercises are jointly conducted. So with this training, LAF personnel are understanding UNIFIL personnel better, and UNIFIL personnel are understanding LAF personnel better, thereby bringing a more cohesive performance in now and future operations.
Joint training and exercises between UNIFIL and the Lebanese Armed Forces requires a lot of coordination and interaction between them. But the ultimate goal is security and stability in South Lebanon. Major Sham again.
Accompanying this mandate of UNIFIL is a key with having LAF jointly involved in most of their operations. Therefore, most of UNIFIL's training programs and exercises are designed to include LAF personnel so that there will be that operationability and coordination between UNIFIL forces and the LAF forces. So with them training together, and during this training, for example, the Steelstorm we are talking about is a 5-day training exercise, which we conduct and plan for about a month or two or so. So during that period, a lot of coordination, interaction goes on. And with this, you have ease of work between the two forces. And also there is good teamwork.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.